The Ratbridge Chronicles by Alan Snow. Volume 1. Here Be Monsters. Read by Bill Wallace. Chapter 1. Coming Up. It was a late Sunday evening, and Ratbridge stood silver-grey and silent in the moonlight. Early evening rain had washed away the cloud of smoke that normally hung over the town, and now long shadows from the factory chimneys fell across oily puddles in the empty streets. The town was at rest. The shadows moved slowly across the lane that ran behind 4th Street, revealing a heavy iron drain cover set amongst the cobbles. Then the drain cover moved. Something was pushing it up from below. One side of the cover lifted a few inches, and from beneath it a pair of eyes scanned the lane. The drain cover lifted further, then slid sideways. A boy's head, wearing a woven helmet with 9 or 10 antennae, rose through the hole and glanced around. The boy shut his eyes, and he listened. For a moment all was quiet, then a distant dog bark echoed off the walls. Silence returned. The boy opened his eyes, reached out of the hole, and pulled himself up and out into the lane. He was dressed very strangely. In addition to the helmet, he wore a large vest knitted from soft rope that reached the ground, and under that a short one-piece suit made from old sugar sacks. His feet were wrapped in layers of rough cloth tied with string. Fixed about his body by wide leather straps was a strange contraption. On his front...